Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is called out on strikes. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lentin. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Castano goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Poppy reaches second base with a double. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lentin for the out. Poppy moves to third. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp is hit by the pitch. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Poppy scores. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. Parrish scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. John Verhoeven now pitching. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verhoeven fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verhoeven fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Lentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Pete Mackinnon. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Goodwin now playing first base. John Castano now playing shortstop. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive towards first. Wackenfuss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lentin for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kemp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lentin. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Cubbage goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Tigers. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodwin moves to third. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Goodwin scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Tigers. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-3 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stegman moves to second. Two outs. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell throws the ball into Goodwin, who tags Lentine trying to return to first, for the out. Stegman scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.